Excuse me, sir. Would you mind if I took a seat at your table? As you can see, there are no other available seats, and I find that I'm quite fatigued from the summer heat. Oh, thank you so very much, sir. Yes, I'm just visiting. Could you tell? I'm actually from Westfall, but my friends have told me that I simply must come and visit this lovely little town. Judging from your attire and your relaxed demeanor, I can only guess you're a local. My, what a surprise. You're from Dalbergen? One of my best friends is also from there. I'm tempted to ask if you know of her, but considering there must be at least 100,000 residents hailing from there, I'd imagine the chances of you knowing my dearest Gertie would be akin to finding the proverbial needle in the haystack. Oh, forgive me. I don't mean to prattle on, so. Actually, I'm traveling by myself, and I haven't really spoken to anyone else since I left Westfall a few days ago. I suppose you can say that I'm just bursting at the seams to talk to someone. Oh, but I see that you're reading the local paper. If you would prefer, then please, don't be afraid to tell me you'd rather enjoy your paper and coffee in peace. I shall simply finish my delicious strawberry cafe au lait and leave you to your thoughts, sir. Ah, well, it is a joy to make your acquaintance. And what a coincidence! Or should one call it kismet? My sister recently gave birth to a gorgeous baby boy, and you two share the same name. If you will excuse my boldness, not only do you two share the same name, you both have the most lovely eyes I've ever seen. One could simply drown in them, and not even care if they ever resurface. I'm Charlotte, Lottie to my friends. Are you absolutely sure you don't wish to continue reading your paper? I'd hate to think you'd waste such a peaceful morning like this just to keep someone like me entertained. Oh, now I find myself wishing I hadn't bothered you at all. You are simply far too kind. Will you be in this village for long? Or perhaps that is far too sensitive of a question to ask. If there is something you'd rather not answer, please, do tell me. I'm afraid I'm a bit of an idiot when it comes to talking to people. My mouth runs away from me rather badly, especially in the presence of such attractive visage. Oh, dear. I said that out loud, didn't I? But you see what I mean, don't you? Sometimes, I can be so airheaded, it's a surprise I don't just float a few feet above the ground. Such a gentleman. Truly, I am so lucky to have come across a personage like yourself. You know, the people who recommended that I visit here told me to watch out for suspicious folks, but I'm beginning to think they might have exaggerated quite a bit. Why, ever since I've arrived here on the evening train, there hasn't been a single harsh word said or action done against me. Everyone has been simply delightful, and certainly you are no exception. Why, I think I shall find it quite difficult to return home after my sojourn here. Yes, I'm very much enjoying my visit here. The food, the people, the music. It's all very different from Westfall. Have you been there before? No? Well, for all of its technological prowess, I'm afraid my hometown can be quite gray and rather unforgiving. Everything must be just so, and if not, then people stare at you as though you've sprouted a second head. I'm afraid something has been lost for all of our technological advances. It's such a shame. My grandparents spoke so highly of their youth spent in Westfall, but as for me, I'm afraid most of my childhood time was spent either in the schoolroom or in an indoor gymnasium, since the air outside was not advisable to spend any extended period of time. Perhaps you have heard of the term iron lungs? I'm afraid that was born in Westfall. Yes, the city coffers might be rich in material wealth, and yet I can't help but think that perhaps a bit of that wealth could be sacrificed for the citizens' well-being. My, how my tongue does run away with me. This is why my friends are always telling me, Lottie, dearest, if words were weighted in gold, you'd be... Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Please, let me get that for you. Ugh. I am so very clumsy, aren't I? Look, the edges are wet. Won't you allow me to buy you another copy? It's the least I can do. Are you sure? You're not just saying that to make me feel better? Oh, I feel like such an imbecile. I really wanted to show you the good side of me, but it seems like all you've learned is that I talk too much, I'm not very intelligent, and indeed, I'm clumsy to boot. There just isn't any merit to a girl like me, is there? What would make me feel better? Well, perhaps you can tell me some things about yourself that you think are bothersome. And please, refrain from saying something like, I'm too handsome for my own good, because I fail to see how that could be a disadvantage in life. Sir, I'll have you know that I am a very bad liar. I speak only the truth, and the truth is this. You are a devastatingly attractive man, so let us speak no more on the matter. Yes? No, I shall expect you to say something like, I'm selfish, or perhaps, I'm bad with money, or even, I've been known to drown kittens in burlap sacks tossed into the river with a heavy brick. That last part was just a joke, in case that wasn't patently clear. You're too exacting? Fastidious. Sir, I asked you to label your bad traits, not good ones. You think being fastidious is a bad thing? Oh, heavens. What I would do with a boyfriend such as yourself. Oh, that was just a joke. I didn't mean to make it sound as though I was coming on to you or anything. I might be a little flirtatious from time to time, but I know my place in you. I must unfortunately confess are far out of my league. Oh, you finished your coffee. May I buy you another? As you can tell, another one of my bad traits is I can be quite selfish. Once you've finished your coffee and since your paper's too wet to read, you have no more reason to linger here, and I do so enjoy speaking with you. The men in Westfall can be so cold and demanding, and you are warm and gentle. The summer, it's their winter. Yes, it will be so very difficult to go back home. What do you mean? No evening train from Westfall? Why, of course there is. I arrived here, from Westfall, at 7 p.m. a few days ago. You know, there are over 50 trains that go through that depot every day. Surely you don't have the schedule for every single one memorized? Or perhaps you do. As expected of someone of your caliber, sir. Or should I call you Agent Cipher? Oh, please, don't get up. You'll fall right over and land in that puddle over there. The one that ruined your lovely morning paper. You seem shocked. Yes, just as you suspected. I've drugged you. My dear sir, you shouldn't let a bumbling yet charming young lady such as helpless little Lottie turn your head. But you did, when you chose so valiantly to bend down to pick up your paper. And that gave me enough time to slip something a little special into your half-drunk coffee. You know, I've been hearing rumors about Agent Cipher, once the most celebrated government spy of Longvilliers, appearing to lose his touch when a lovely young baroness was killed while under his protection. And what's worse, and you know how rumors are, how they love to twist facts to suit their own sordid tastes. Yes, that poor Baroness Le Feu, being his lover. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Two mistakes like that. The first, being letting your charge die. And the second, and arguably more ruinous than the first, to actually fall in love with your charge. Well, it's no wonder your head's not on straight. Otherwise, you would have seen through my disguise before I even had the chance to sit down. No wonder your government saw fit to put you on leave. It's unfortunate for you that my own government was privy to your vacation. You see, we've been wanting to speak with you for a very, very long time. Now, put your head down. Yes, just like that. And sleep, good sir. Don't worry. I won't kill you. At least, not just yet. Wakey, wakey. Can't have you sleeping the entire night through, now can we? Oh, you must forgive me. I hope the ropes aren't too tight. I truly wish I could have given you more comfortable accommodations, but as your country and my are, well, effectively at war with each other, I felt it somewhat prudent for your current condition to reflect that. Oh my! The famous Agent Cipher knows my name? Or rather, my handle, that is. But yes, that is indeed me, sir. I'm honored that you are aware of my presence. Yes, well, I suppose I did do a rather bang-up job with the whole destabilizing of the Gallia region in Marburg, but I must admit, I feel as though my influence in that entire fiasco has been somewhat inflated. That entire area was just a powder keg waiting to explode. I merely handed the rebels the appropriate match. It was on them to light it. They didn't have to light it, but they did. Well, of course, it had to be done. The alliance between Marburg and Crescent City would have been catastrophic for Westfall and her business interests. It would have effectively hemmed in our ports, putting quite a strain on our naval forces. But that's enough about me. After all, I'm not the one all tied up, and I do apologize about this damp from a rather bracing pail of water to the face. we're really here about you. Agent Cipher, the mysterious, illustrious spy from East Longvilliers, graduated with top honors from the University of St. Ambroise and immediately drafted into the Longvilliers Department of Internal Affairs. And then, of course, there was that absolutely dreadful, but luckily brief, border sortie with the Northern Territories. Still, somehow you managed to distinguish yourself in combat, single-handedly rescuing a company of your men in an entrenched position with nothing more than a handful of grenades and balls of steel. And when I say balls of steel, I'm not talking about the grenades, either. You've been the target of many assassination attempts, not the least from my compatriots as well, but since you are so often on the move, and you have no discernible family or friends to hold hostage, well, you have been depressingly difficult to pin down. Until that terribly unfortunate disaster with the idealistic and heartbreakingly beautiful Baroness Beatrice Lefeu. She really thought she could save the world, stop the wars. What a naive twat. We humans, from the very moment we are pulled from our mother's womb, we are programmed to kill, to oppress, to colonize, to propagate. We are not sheep. We are wolves. Oh. Did it strike a chord with you, Agent Cipher, hearing such harsh insults of your dead lover? Well, if it makes you feel any better, not that I expect it to. Neither I nor my government were in any way responsible for her demise and your subsequent suspension from service. No, she was somewhat of a useful idiot to us. I dare say she was a far more use to us alive than dead. You know, when I first heard about this so-called relationship between you and the Baroness, I thought my chin was going to punch right through the floor. The legendary Agent Cipher, falling for a woman? And what's more, a girl scarcely out of finishing school? I didn't know your tastes ran in that direction. No wonder you were able to avoid all the other femme fatales we threw in your direction. They were all of them positively dripping with lust and large breasts, but you didn't spare them a second glance if any of them were lucky enough to ever corner you for a split second. And then we thought, well, perhaps women weren't really your tastes. So we thought perhaps you were into your own gender. Alas, that too turned out not to be the case. But you know something. As I'm standing here, watching that water drip off your hair, soaking your shirts, your chest, and arms, I find myself somewhat grateful that you don't, as the somewhat uncouth saying goes, bat for the other team. And now you're tied up, with no chance of breaking free. Don't give me that look. I pride myself on my knots, you know. Not a single person has been able to break free once I introduce them to a chair, pillar, sofa, bed, whatever, and a substantial length of ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene. I'm rather known for it, you know. I guess that accounts for my other nickname in the field. Yes, the spider. Once I've got you in my web, you're never getting out. Yes. Keep looking at me like that. I love it when you look at me like that. I just can't get enough of it. Your eyes flashing like silver knives in the moonlight, and that tightness to your lips, the flexing of your jaw. Ooh, it makes me break out in goosebumps. God's alive, you really are a devastatingly handsome man, Cypher. I wasn't lying when I said exactly that this morning. I don't lie when it comes to things like that, if you must know. And to have you sitting there, trussed up tighter than a midwinter turkey straight out of the oven, all helpless and fully aware of it whilst looking up at me. I've never really considered myself much of a sadist, but I think I'm beginning to see the allure. I can't help but wonder what it'll take for you to break. Yes, my dear Agent Cypher. My orders are to break you. And I never disobey an order. So now, I am placed in the amazingly enviable position of discovering just how I am to break you. Just how does one break such an individual like yourself? I could beat you. But no, you've been caught by enemies before. Well, more often in your earlier years, admittedly. How I wish we could have met when you were just a fledgling with along the Lie DIA. I've heard that you were a firebrand, quick to anger, quick to come to blows, that sort of thing. It's amazing what a decade and a war will do to temper such heat in one's heart. I think I would have enjoyed taming a troublemaker such as yourself. I wonder. Will I find that flame underneath all that ice you project to the world?
Yes, the scent of balsam pine. With just the slightest bite of something peppery. Truly a gentleman's scent. From Oxbow, isn't it? Yes. It's from that specialty perfume shop on the corner of Allenby and Cactus Head. Oh. I do so adore a man who smells so masculine like you do. How does that feel? Oh, my tongue. Running up and down the upper rim of your ear. The way my teeth just nips at your earlobe. I see you've pierced your ears. Hard to imagine the cipher with something so gaudy as an ear stud. Perhaps this is for disguises. Oh, but I can't ignore the other ear now, can I? shivers running up and down your arms, no matter how hard you try to remain stoic and passive, Sir Cipher. Try as you might, but you can't deny that I'm doing something to elicit a response from you.
Purely physical. Oh, Cipher. That's all I care about. What use have I for emotions? Indeed, it was emotions themselves that got you into such a mess with your own government, isn't it? No. Emotions can go hang for all I care. I don't want love. I don't want devotion. I don't want attachments. All of those will get me killed. Or worse. Ah, but look who I'm speaking with. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't you? Yes, that look. That fire in your eyes. Looking at me like you'd want to kill me yourself. Tell me, is it true? What they say? About Agent Cipher being such a gentleman that he will never target children or women? Well, I certainly wish I had even an ounce of your generosity, because I'm afraid that I've had to add women to my list of successful targets. Now, as for children, well, I'll leave that up to your imagination. Oh, gods, yes. Keep looking at me like that. I bet you're imagining what it'll feel like to put your hands on my neck and then squeeze. Squeeze until you see the light dying in my eyes. Squeeze until the final breath leaves my body. Until I'm limp and feeling. So much for the so-called gentleman spy. I bet you get off on thinking you're so high and mighty, like you're some avenging angel with an outstanding moral code. But the truth of the matter is, you're just as disgusting, morally depraved, cold, as the rest of us poor spies that litter the world. You are not better than me. And don't make the mistake of thinking that. By the time I'm through with you, I'll make sure you never think you're better than us ever again. You bit me! You bastard! Good thing I like a little blood with my men. It's like the spice you add at the beginning of a delectable meal. Just a hearty dash of sea salt and freshly ground black pepper atop a sirloin steak so rare it could practically moo on the plate. Oh, Cipher, I'm going to enjoy breaking you. And by the end of it, you're going to beg me not to stop. I promise. Oh my. So much for keeping a stiff upper lip. Your body betrays you, Sir Spy. Even if you revile me with all your heart. This right here. Yes, your cock. It wants us. It wants me. Look at that sweat dotting your brow. I see you biting your lip, Cipher. Your heart is a rock in my hands, and, oh my, are your hips bucking just the slightest bit? Oh, it's such a shame when your own body betrays you, isn't it? It would be so much easier if you just let yourself go, you know? Just come all over my hands. But you won't, will you? Because you've always prided yourself on your iron control. Mind over matter or some stupid shit like that. But you know what, though? That works out just fine for me. I'm actually banking on it. It's no fun when the toy breaks too soon, if you get my drift. Yes, Cypher. I actually don't want you to come at all. I like seeing you like this. You're barely even breathing. Your eyes are closed. You're so focused on trying to keep your body under your control. But you're too late, my dear misguided fellow. I own you now. You just don't know it yet. This is mine. Oh, God, it's been such a long time since I've been allowed to indulge myself like this. Your salty freak come on my tongue. It's like the finest liquor dancing over my taste buds. I just can't seem to get enough. I must commend you, Cypher. You're doing a lot better than I thought you would. By this time, most men would have lost complete control over themselves and... would have just let themselves just shoot their load down my throat, and yet... somehow, despite your precarious state, you've managed to keep yourself from orgasm. But you're right on the edge, aren't you? Even a blind mute can sense that. The way your chest is heaving, the moisture glistening on your throat, your hands clenching and unclenching, your thighs flexing under me. Yes, you're teetering, Sir Spy. Just the way I like. They say the higher you are, the worse the inevitable fall. You will fall. Mark my words. Your self-control is truly wondrous, I must admit. I'm a bit stymied. Well, no worries. You're only making things harder for yourself in the long run, Cypher. You know what I'm thinking, don't you? If my hands and my mouth don't do the job, well, then there's really no other option, is there? Yes, this is the natural progression of things, unfortunately for you, but... luckily for me. Good thing I've chosen such a sturdy chair, wouldn't you agree? As proud I am of my slenderness, a mere wooden chair would hardly be able to take our combined weight. Luckily, this particular chair has metal supports in all its joints. I like to call it my interrogation throne. Oh, but don't worry. You're the first man who's been treated in such a fashion. All of my other targets were not half as attractive as you are, and besides, They were already in lust with me, so there was no need to treat them as I have you. Tell me, do you feel anything knowing you're the only one that I'm going to fuck? Fuck me. Oh no, Cypher. Fuck you. Thank you for this meal of which I'm about to partake. Oh, fuck. I'm so glad you held out for so long, Cypher. Capturing you was easily the highlight of my year. No, perhaps even my entire career. You just can't keep quiet now, can you? No, of course you can't. Who could? Oh, look at that gorgeous blush rising across your cheeks. You're just too gorgeous for words. I wonder what you think if I move my hips like this. Yes. Oh, I thought so. You like that, don't you? Your lies are squeezed shut so hard, Sir Spy. I'm surprised you haven't passed out yet. Well, what if I should increase the pace just a bit? Gods, this feels positively heavenly, Cypher. I can feel your heart pounding under my hands. You can sit there like an ice prince all you want, but your heart is racing so hard, it probably feels like it's gonna burst. Yes, 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 like that. Just like that. Still holding out? You really are amazing, you know that, Cypher. And you should know, it takes a hell of a lot to impress someone like me. In that case, look at me. Cypher, I want you to look at me. Are you still being so damn stubborn? Don't you know? It'll go better for the both of us if you just submit. Do it. Submit. Submit. Yes, 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 my beautiful spy. I want you to paint my fucking walls white with your gum. Oh God, your cries are the sweetest music to my ears. Yes, come. Oh God. Oh, Cypher. I know I said I don't believe in love or anything like that, but after a fucking like that, kiss me. Do it. Kiss me. I don't even care if you rip my tongue out. It just might be worth it. Oh no, don't be silly. I can't untie you. What kind of woman do you take me for? No. Don't you remember me saying that I was going to break you? I might have made you lose your composure. Might have rocked your iron hard control just a bit on its foundations, but you are far from broken yet. No, my dear Sir Spy. The fun is only just begun.